Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they went to a small historic town in California to celebrate their anniversary. They didn't know that they were staying in a notoriously haunted hotel and in the most haunted room. But that became quite obvious quite quickly.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, all you got to do, check us out at Apple Podcasts. Got our premium channel right there. Also, we have a chance to do it on patreon.com/realghoststories or our website, ghostpodcast.com. Everything ad-free there, and you can binge away all you want on the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
I was just, I did an interview this past Friday night on a statewide talk show about paranormal in Wisconsin. And I was promoting your podcast right here.
Thank you.
And we had a number of people say, oh, they were listeners of Real Ghost Stories Online and blah, blah, blah. So that was actually really cool.
Yeah, that is neat. It's funny. At random places, you know, if you're talking to somebody and the topic of ghosts come up, you can talk about it a little bit, and I'll mention I do a podcast, and I've met people that way where they're like, oh my God, I listen. And it's really kind of neat. It's weird. It's neat, but it's weird.
It's a cool connection to have with people. As you know, people who listen and people who call in have all experienced something and they just feel like they can't tell anybody. So you've given them this opportunity to do that.
Yeah, it's cool. I love having that, and I really appreciate that, and I'm glad that we're able to kind of have that outlet, and people can kind of let all of that out. I'm interested in the story of the haunted hotel room, and then after, I'm going to share a story of a haunted hotel that I was actually just in a couple of weeks ago. Let's go to the phone call first. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. Hi.
From Los Angeles, California. So this is a pretty recent story. My boyfriend and I are both pretty into the paranormal, so we found this hilarious. We went to Julian, California for our anniversary this past year. It was around the Halloween holiday. I'm from Chicago originally, so my boyfriend wanted to take me somewhere where the leaves changed because he knew I missed fall. So Julian, California is this really cute town, very old-fashioned, Western-looking. It's known for their apple cider and apple pies and things like that. And a lot of people settled there during the gold rush. So we went looking for just like a romantic weekend. We weren't really looking for paranormal activity, but we found that anyway. So we get to this hotel. It's called the Gold Rush Hotel in Julian, California. We walk in and it's really quaint and cute. It's just this really old house with a parlor. And, I jokingly say to my boyfriend, I was like, oh, well, this place is definitely haunted. And he's kind of like, yeah, huh? And, cause we had also listened to your podcast the entire way there. So I already kind of had that in my head, but, we get to the front desk and the lady says, go upstairs, whatever door is open. Those are the rooms that have not been occupied yet. Pick whichever one you want and we will go ahead and get you a key. So my boyfriend and I go upstairs and, we look at several rooms and they're all really cute, but there's this one room number 10 that is just calling to us. Like we both went in and we both said, oh my gosh, this is it. This is where we're staying. It was just so comfortable feeling and so quaint and a really, really cute view of the backyard. And so we're like, okay, this is the room where we're staying. So we settle in. We do some sightseeing of the area. We go to dinner and then, we come back to the room and it's a little bit darker. And, I don't know. I just started getting a really strange feeling, looking around what looked really cute during the day kind of had a really eerie feeling. Like pictures on the wall seemed to kind of have eyes that followed you wherever you went. There was a old-fashioned wardrobe in the room, and you just watched The Conjuring. It was Halloween time, and so I was a little freaked out by that. And of course, my boyfriend's like, "Well, then you get that side of the bed." And so I was trying to stay away from the wardrobe because I just got a really weird feeling with that. That night, my boyfriend's like, "Let's go find a drugstore because I want to get a bottle of wine, and I also want to see if I can get some cigarettes." So as we're leaving, we're walking down the stairs to the front lobby, and out of the corner of my eye, as we're passing the parlor, I could have sworn I saw a woman with dark hair and in long petticoat-type robes, like red and black. And so I turned to look again after my brain kind of registered what I had seen, and she was gone. Instead, it was just this blonde cleaning lady that was in the room. And so I kind of brushed it off. I was like, "Oh, I probably just thought I saw something." So as we're leaving, though, I tell my boyfriend, and I was like, "That just kind of felt really weird." And he says, "Oh, my gosh, we have to do an EVP when we get back to the room." And at first, I'm kind of, like, jazzed about that idea. I'm like, "Yeah, that kind of sounds fun." And then as we get back to the room, I'm just feeling so weird about it. I became such a chicken. I did not want to participate. So he's the one asking all the questions. We, of course, turn the lights off. And we finally get to the question, "What is your name?" And we hear this loud pop. And we realized we had left a plastic cup on the desk. And we just assumed that maybe it popped or something open. But we really don't know for sure. I just thought the timing of it was so weird. We didn't catch anything else on the EVP, but that was enough to freak me out that I was like, "Okay, I'm done. No more EVP for tonight." So that night while we were sleeping, I wake up because I'm freezing. And I realize that my covers have been pulled off of me. And I'm notorious for kicking my covers off in the middle of the night and moving around a lot. It drives my boyfriend nuts. So I just assume that's what I've done. So I pull the covers back up and I snuggle back in. And I start to feel my covers getting peeled off of me. And I look over thinking like it's my boyfriend, but you know, in my sleepiness, I don't realize, like, he's on the other side of me. Like, that makes no sense. He wouldn't be on the side that the covers are getting peeled off. So, and he's out cold. He's snoring. So I'm like, "Oh, my God, this is freaky." So I pull the covers back up really quickly, and I wrap them around me really tight, and I snuggle back in. I'm trying to fall back to sleep, but I keep feeling these covers getting peeled off of me. I don't know how I finally fell asleep, but I did. And the next morning, I tell my boyfriend, and he was like, "That's so weird." He's like, "I didn't want to freak you out, but I started having a really weird feeling before we did the EVP when we came back to the room." He's like, "I just felt something was really strange and not so nice." And so we check out of the hotel, and as we're leaving, we get to the front porch, and there are these people standing outside who are talking just about the area, and a lady points to the hotel behind us and says, "Oh, and that's the Gold Rush Hotel. That's the one that's supposed to be really haunted." And we both kind of look at each other and we're like, "Oh my God, you've got to be kidding." So we had plans to go to this, this winery. In the car, I'm Googling all of this stuff about this hotel. And sure enough, not only is the hotel itself really haunted, it's our particular room, room number 10, that has had so many sightings and so many crazy things that have happened there. I guess at one point, the hotel was also a restaurant. The man Albert was a former slave, and he had moved to California after getting his freedom with his family, and he started a restaurant and he built this house. And so I guess it was they lived upstairs, and I guess some kind of fire happened. There's speculation that kids were playing with matches or something, and something went wrong, and part of the house caught on fire and Albert died. So I guess we're pretty lucky because some people have claimed really sinister things have happened there. Like, they wake up with scorch marks on their body. They've seen fireballs getting thrown down the hallway. So luckily we didn't see any of that. I guess there was some kind of cleansing of the house that took place, and that sinister spirit is no longer there. But Albert, there have been so many stories, because I guess room number 10 was his personal bedroom. And there's so many stories and complaints from all these different women saying they have felt groped or pinched in the middle of the night. So, yeah, I'd like to think that he's just kind of a perv and not super sinister, but make of that what you will. So that was kind of our strange experience. I guess his wife has also been seen in the house, so I'm pretty sure that's who I saw in the parlor as well. But anyway, that's my story. Thank you so much for this podcast. It's so great. I'd love it if you could put this on the air, because then I can convince my boyfriend to tell some of his, because he's got some great ones. But anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing that experience. What's your thoughts?
Well, it's so funny because when she started telling the story, I immediately went online and started searching for this hotel. And I was reading it while she was telling her story, and it said the most haunted room is room 10. And then she says it. So I will tell you that you can actually go online to visitjulian.com, and they have live cameras set up outside the hotel. So if you kind of want to keep an eye on what's going on there, you should do that. But, you know, I think when you hear stories about places like this and you're staying there, if somebody was moving the covers off my bed, that would be it. I would check out for the night and leave. I mean, and I've been in a lot of situations, but don't mess with my bed.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing that, I would be, I'm out. I used to be afraid to even like have my legs hanging off the side or my arm. I don't care anymore. The demons can grab me. But
life is worse than anything you can do to me.
It's like, good luck. But no, I think I'd be out. I'd be out very quick. And yeah, that would be.
So you stayed at a hotel recently?
I did stay at a hotel recently that it was right next door. The haunted one is right next door to where I stayed. It's a place where 85 people were killed in this building. And it is it's now called the Horseshoe. It formerly, for the last many, many, many years, was called Bally's in Las Vegas. Originally, it was the MGM Grand and Casino. The MGM Grand now is way down the strip, but the original one is the one that had a fire in it November 21st of 1980. And a fire began the downstairs bottom area in a pastry display, engulfed the casino, and then smoke traveled through the hotel and into the tower and went straight up. Those towers are still there. They're still active hotels. And I was staying at Paris, and it's connected to the Horseshoe just through some walkways. It's right down the way. And I was walking around that casino and was like, oh, this is where it started, in this room right here. And then you walk out of it and you can see the towers, and they don't look that different than what they did back in the day. There's a lot more around them. But I've heard stories of that place being haunted. I didn't have anything happen to me while I was there, but I've heard many stories of just bizarre things that happen on certain floors where many people had died. Just weird stuff. They don't really let you know that that's the place where it is. Of course, I let the kids know while we were there. Like, hey, you know what happened here, everybody?
I was going to ask you if they actually like had signs up, this is where the fire started, but of course not.
No.
And of course, you being the proper father that you are, scare the hell out of the kids.
Yes.
Wasn't the movie Towering Inferno based on that?
I don't know if it was based on, I think Towering Inferno came out prior to it, actually.
That's right. That came out in 1974. So this was several years later.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're maybe right. Towering Inferno inspired this to happen. but because of this, this is why we now have sprinkler systems everywhere, and there's new better fire codes and all that. Prior to that, there really wasn't a whole hell of a lot that you needed to do to prevent this sort of thing from happening. There wasn't sprinklers that were working correctly in the building at the time, and it turned into a horrible, horrible tragedy. But it's an interesting place. Like I said, you really would have no idea. Walking through it, that this had happened there, unless you knew that it was that place. But, it's there. But I did not get out any sort of
ghost detecting equipment or anything.
I was going to ask if you brought, did you bring anything with you on your trip?
No.
Come on.
I mean, I have like the app on my phone, but I don't even think that's very accurate. So I just kind of like, hey, kids, you want to go get a corn dog? Like, where is the deli where the fire started? And the thing is, you probably ask people that have no idea. What I did find interesting was, and here's the travesty of it all. I went to go get a gin and tonic at the bar that's in this, where in the casino floor where this all started. And you know how much it is for a double gin and tonic at this hotel today? Take a guess.
I'm going to guess somewhere around, and I don't want to overshoot, but maybe around $20.
$46.
Oh my God.
For a single drink. Yeah.
In my day, we could get a gin and tonic for $5.
But remember when like hotels and or casinos would like kind of like just give you drinks because they wanted you to gamble and make bad choices?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how the hell that works anymore, but oh my God. Anyway, yeah.
Was it a really good drink, though?
No, it was just a regular gin and tonic. Yeah, there's nothing special about it at all. It's the most expensive one I've ever bought. So, yeah. Anyway, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. You want access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more? Check us out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And one yearly subscription will buy me one drink if I ever go back to that hotel again. That's insane. I will never pay that again. All right, check it out. And thanks for your support of Real Ghost Stories Online.